Okay, my first scripture reading comes from the Gospel of John. John chapter 10, verses 7 through 18. The Good Shepherd. Okay, actually, I'm going to start in verse 1 because I think you got to have the whole thing. You can't just jump in the middle of the scripture here. Let's start at verse 1 on chapter 10. Jesus speaking. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spoke Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spoke unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catcheth them and scatters the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doeth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. The word of God for the children of God. And all of God's children said, amen. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for your words of life, Father. And I pray that you speak through me right now in Jesus' name. Now, as I was going through this scripture here, I was reminded of the Old Testament. Because in all the books of the Old Testament, God was telling us that he was going to come. And he was going to come in the flesh. And that he is the good shepherd. And so I'm going to go to Isaiah chapter 40. Hang on, let me get back to my sermon here. There we go. Isaiah chapter 40. That's not it. Hang on. Isaiah chapter 40. This was 690 years before the birth of Christ. This scripture here. It says, behold, the Lord will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. This is verse 10 through 11. And his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock. Like a shepherd, he shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom and shall gently lead those that are with young. 690 years before the birth of Jesus Christ, this prophet Isaiah penned these words, his prophecies in the book of Isaiah. If you ever get a chance to read the whole book of Isaiah, you want to hear the whole story of the beginning and the ending of God's plans for salvation for mankind, it's all in the book of Isaiah. And he talks about Jesus coming and what he's going to do and what he's going to look like, what he looks like, what his deeds look like. Not what his physical appearance is like, because that don't matter. He's got the heart of God because he is God. And he come to gather us together as one people for his own glory. He didn't come to condemn us. He didn't come to beat us over the head. He came to seek and save that which is lost. Because in Ezekiel, he talks about the blind shepherds, the shepherds that lead people astray. He called them the blind guides, the blind leading the blind. He said, if you follow the blind, you're going to fall into the ditch. They will lead you to destitution. Because that's what they do. They don't care. They're the hirelings. They don't care about people. They care about themselves. They care about filling their pockets with your money. They don't care about your soul. They don't care about your salvation. But Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He said, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he said, everyone who came before me are thieves and robbers. They led the people astray. They say, this is the only way you can get to God. And they give all these rules and regulations. And Jesus says, come to me like you are. Don't try to fix yourself because you can't. You bring me, come to me as you are. That's what God says. And so that's what we got to approach God as we are. Not fake, not phony. Bring your brokenness to Him because He's the good shepherd. He cares for your soul. He loves you. And He always has. We don't want to get caught up in this religious stuff. And I see it everywhere. And then people condemning other people, and that pushes them away from God. And that's not what Jesus has called us to do. He said, I'm the good shepherd. Let's get that in our hearts, in our minds today. God is good, and He loves you. And He's come to give you life and that more abundantly. Now, we may not see everything abundantly. Sometimes we're going to go through hard times in our lives. Sometimes the enemy is going to beat us down to where we feel like throwing in the towel and giving up. That's when you're in a perfect spot to cry out to Jesus. And He will reach out and He will pick you up and carry you as the lamb. He said He's got, if the 99 and one lamb goes astray, He will leave the 99 and go seek that one. And so when God came from heaven and became a child, became a baby in Mary, and became flesh, that's what He was doing. He was coming to seek and save all of us. He was becoming flesh, becoming man Himself, so that He could pay the penalty for sin of the world. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody, we're all broken. That's why we needed a Savior. That's why we need this good shepherd that came to give us life and that abundantly. I'm going to go to Ezekiel chapter 34. And Ezekiel was a prophet in 586 B.C. Almost 600 years before the birth of Christ. And he's an awesome prophet. If you get a chance to read the book of Ezekiel, do that too because it's awesome. Because there's so much prophecy in there. In chapter 34, verse 12 through 23, I'm going to start at verse 11. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. This is God talking through the prophet. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from their countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost. I will bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. But as for you, O my flock, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture? But you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures and to have drunk of the deep waters, but you must fold the residue with your feet. And as for my flock that eat, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet. They drink that which you have fold with your feet. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, I, even I, will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle. Because you have thrust with side and with shoulder and pushed all the disease with your horns till you have scattered them abroad, therefore will I save my flock. And they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle, and I will set up one shepherd over them. He shall feed them, even as even my servant David, he shall feed them. He shall be their shepherd. Isn't this awesome? Prophecy of Jesus coming. Who's this David shepherd he's talking about? Jesus come from the line of David, from the tribe of Judah. God became flesh through the tribe of Judah, the line of David, and his name's Jesus. And he came to seek and save us wretched people. And these ones that have been leading people astray, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. And they're religious people. And they like to beat you over the head with the word of God, and they like to put you down under their feet. But God said he's come to raise us up and to give us a future with a hope. That he loves us. So if you anything this week or today as you leave and as you go out in the world, remember, God is for you. He's not out there trying to beat you down. That's the enemy. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. So remember this, because God gets the blame for all this stuff that's going on, all this evil stuff. Why would God let this happen? We live in a sin-filled, fallen world. Nobody's exempt. Nobody is exempt from the tragedies of this world. Just look what Jesus went through. Look what he endured for all of us. He was despised. He was rejected. They ripped out his beard. They spit in his face. They strapped him. They beat him. They stripped him. They beat him raw. So he wasn't exempt from the sufferings of this world either. He knows what it's like to suffer. He knows what pain's like. He knows what rejection feels like. But he did it all for us. God took all of our iniquities upon himself in Jesus Christ. And this is the truth. And even Jesus said that. If it was not so, I would have told you. It's what he says. He goes to prepare a place for us. That where he's at, we will be there with him. But we just got to endure in this world that we live in. And the life that we live today. And he's called each one of us to have that abundant life. To know that if God be for you, who can be against you? Who can stand against you? So realize that. When you see all these things, all hell breaking loose in this world, don't blame God. Look up. Because God's getting ready to come back and fix things again. This is what he's got to do. These things must happen, he told his disciples. The end is not yet. These things must come to pass. But fear not. I am with you. He said, fear not, little flock. That's what he says. I am with you. And then he says, I got other sheep that are not of that fold. Them I must bring also. That's us. Through the beginning of his crucifixion, when he rose from the dead, he started building his church. For the last 2,000 years, God has been building his church. Jesus has, through the whole world, sent his Spirit out. That whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the love our God has for us. So when you're going through hard times in your life, don't blame God. Cry out to God. Say, Lord, the enemy's coming against me hard, and I need your protection, I need your guidance, I need your wisdom. I need your love. And this is what we all seek after, to be accepted, not rejected. And Jesus stands with open hands and open arms. In fact, I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. This book here is Words of Life. God did not leave us in this world without his guidance and direction. And this is Jesus talking, and I'm going to start at verse 25 through 29. And that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. And what's that mean? Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Well, we look at this. The Pharisees and the scribes, all the self-righteous people, all the people that are holier than thou, so they say, God has hid that from their eyes, who Jesus was. And here they are condemning him and condemning all of us too. You don't do things right. You didn't dot your I, you didn't cross your T. But Jesus said, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father except the Son, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. And that's what Jesus was doing. He was revealing the Father to us. Jesus and the Father are one and the same. And a lot of people don't understand that. They separate them. God became flesh in Jesus. Come unto me, verse 28. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What's this mean? Who are heavy laden and labor? All these people trying to be good enough to, for God to accept them. They're laboring. The religious tells them, you got to do this. So they're laboring. They're trying to do right so God won't reject them. And Jesus is saying, come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, my yoke. Get under his teaching. Learn of Jesus. I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Now, yoke, you think of a yoke, that's what they put on bulls and oxen, the yoke. You get underneath that. Well, that's Jesus wants us to get on underneath his yoke, his teaching, his word. Old Testament and New Testament. There's so much in the Old Testament about where we're at today and about what Jesus was coming to do, what God's plan of salvation is. His burden is light. L-I-G-H-T, light, to light up the world, to show the truth to a hurting, broken world that's been deceived by religion, that's been beat down by these Pharisees and scribes that go around saying, you'll never measure up. Well, of course we won't. That's why Jesus had to come. And he went and died on the cross for us. But he had to fulfill all these things to fulfill the old covenant. He's the good shepherd. He wasn't thinking of himself. If he was, God could have just came and said, hey, I'm coming down, I'm going to be the king, and everybody's going to bow down and kiss my feet and going to serve me. That's what men would do. That's what men do. But not our God. He was born in a poor family. He was raised by a poor carpenter. That's what the scripture says. You know, and I should have thought of that whenever I got in the carpentry business. You know, these poor carpenters, I don't know what I was thinking. But he lived a normal life. Like all of us here. He didn't live in castles. He wasn't catered to like the Bill Gates of the world. No, he came as a lowly servant. Meek and mild, humble, not prideful, full of pride. You see how God could have been full of pride. Hey, I'm God. If you don't do what I say, boom, you're gone. But that's not how God is. God is love. And we need to get that in our hearts and minds that God's not mad at you. He's not trying to beat you down. He's trying to lift you up and give you a new beginning, a new heart that seeks his face, that he's got good things for you. Let me read that again. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Who needs rest for their souls? I know I sure do. I know I've had some days where my soul is in an uproar. But I can always turn to Jesus and cry out to my King. And he gives me that rest and that peace. It only comes from him through his Holy Spirit. He's given us access to his Holy Spirit. That when you call on the name of Jesus and you ask him in your life, he fills you with his Holy Spirit and you have God living in you. Behold, the kingdom of God is within you, is what Jesus said. And you've got God in you to guide you and direct you. And then you can hear his voice, that good shepherd. You'll be able to hear his voice. And he'll say, this is the way, walk ye in it. And so this is the way you walk. Not condemning people, but being a light for people. To bring hope and not despair. I think our world could use a lot of hope right now. And God has called us as his church to be that hope. And I know last week I told you I was going to get into prophecy, but I'm not led to that today. I'm led to this, talking about our good shepherd. Now, next week, I'll say this to you now. Next week, I want to get into prophecies about where we're at in the world today. And God could change his mind by next week. For me, that is. Today, he wants us to know that he loves you right where you're at. He's not mad at you. He's saying, come unto me, and I will give you rest. And don't be deceived by all these voices that are out there trying to pull us all this different way, this way. And I hear it all the time. But if it don't line up with Jesus' word, don't go after it. Don't be duped. There's too much of that going on in our world now. Too many people getting duped. Look to Jesus and live. That's his message. The good shepherd. He came to give his life. And he even said, nobody takes it. It ain't like they killed him and he was trying to get away. No, Jesus knew what his mission was. He knew he had to give his life to save all of us. To save whosoever will call on his name. So he went to that cross willingly. And he kept trying to tell his disciples, I got to do this. This is what they're going to do. You know, and they're like, no, that can't happen. Because see, the enemy, even through his disciples, was trying to stop him. Because Satan knew that if he goes to the cross, well, Satan thought he was going to kill him. But he didn't know the whole story. Like God has given us the whole story. He rose from the dead. Now, we all have access to God through the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. Through the pouring out of his blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. And God was talking about his own blood. The Holy One for the unjust. Righteous for the unrighteous. It's a gift of God. So remember this week, as you go through your lives every day, that God is calling you to be his child, to be his, more than his child, but his best friend. A friend that sticks closer than a brother. Someone you can run to when you're confused, when you're beat down, when you're hurt. The world can hurt you. Life can hurt you. But Jesus is saying, come unto me. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Let's pray. Holy Father, we thank you for your love for us, Father. Jesus, we thank you that you have come to this world and that you've set things right between us and God. And that we can call out to you anytime and you are here with us. Lord, I just pray for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit on everybody in this congregation today, Lord. That as we step out of these walls today, we take you with us and in us to reach out to the hurting people around us. To let them know that you love them. And that you have a great plan for their life. And that your word is faithful and true. Thank you, Father, for everything that you have done for us and that you continue to do. In Jesus' holy name, amen.